This is VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. India blocked mobile internet services in several areas around New Delhi on Saturday. The move came as protesting farmers began a one-day hunger strike after a week of clashes with authorities. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped at protest sites on the outskirts of the capital for more than 2 months. They are angry at new agricultural laws that they say benefit large private food buyers at the expense of producers. India's Interior Ministry said on Saturday that internet services at three locations on the outskirts of New Delhi, where protests are occurring, had been suspended until 11 p.m. on Sunday to, quote, maintain public safety. Agriculture employs about half of India's population of 1.3 billion people, and unrest among an estimated 150 million land-owning farmers is one of the biggest challenges to the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi since coming to power in 2014. The trade between Dubai and Israel has reached 1 billion dirham. That's about $270 million over the last 5 months, the Dubai Media Office said on Saturday. Israel and the United Arab Emirates agreed in August to normalize diplomatic relations. And the United Arab Emirates has adopted amendments that would allow the Gulf state to grant citizenship to investors and other professionals, including scientists, doctors, and their families, the government said on Saturday in a Twitter post. Dubai's ruler and UAE vice president also said that the law allows receivers of the UAE passport to keep their existing citizenship. For more on these stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China announced that it would not recognize the British National Overseas Passport as a valid travel document or for identification starting on Sunday. Beijing's move to impose a national security law in June last year prompted Britain to offer refuge to almost 3 million Hong Kong residents eligible for the BNO passport. The scheme, first announced last year, will allow those with BNO status to live, study, and work in Britain for 5 years and eventually apply for citizenship. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Extreme Poverty is warning that Europe's poverty figures could peak in the autumn of 2021. He added that 92 million people in the EU still live in poverty. The UN expert told Reuters, quote, the coronavirus pandemic did increase inequalities and shall increase inequalities much further. He added that poverty affects 20% of the European Union citizens, while inequality levels have not improved since the 2008 economic crisis. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that the country's major airlines have agreed to suspend all flights to Mexico and the Caribbean until April 30th and starting on Sunday. It's part of a fight against a second wave of the coronavirus in Canada. Trudeau also said that all arriving airline passengers would be required to take a mandatory COVID-19 test at the airport and then wait in a hotel for up to 3 days at their own expense until the results arrived. Trudeau cited new variants of the virus originating out of South Africa and the UK as part of the reason for the tighter measures. U.S. President Joe Biden is warning of a growing cost of inaction on his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. And the White House says the new administration is searching for creative ways to garner public support for a package that has gotten a cold shoulder from Senate Republicans. With the country still polarized following the recent presidential election, Biden may struggle to convince Republican voters of the urgency after Congress already has approved $4 trillion in aid, including $900 billion last month. And the European Union has introduced tighter rules on exports of coronavirus vaccines that could hit shipments to nations like the United Kingdom amid a deepening dispute with drug maker AstraZeneca over supplies of potentially life-saving shots. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.